The law firm that you set up in Tulsa, how long did you stay with that?
That lasted for a year, and it really wasn't very successful for them. Louis Mossberg left the firm and joined another firm that was composed of a fellow named Carlton Mosteller and John Andrews. It became Mosteller, Andrews, and Mossberg. And then here in Tulsa, we were known as Mosteller, Andrews, Mossberg, and Bowen. That lasted for a year. And at the time, it just didn't seem like there was much practice that moved up and down the turnpike. George and I were engaged in trying to build a practice here. We began to get some title work from Sun Oil Company and began to get some title work from Marathon. I found that people didn't quickly change their representation, that once they were comfortable with an attorney, that they wouldn't change because they'd rather stay with the devil they knew than move to the devil they didn't know. But we began to make some headway in that. And at the end of 2 years, when the Mosteller firm decided they would not continue to support the office, I met with a fellow who officed in the building where I was. That was the Trillium Club building, which had been a brand new building when we opened our office in 1963. Jack Kelly had designed and built that building. And a fellow named Gerald Schumann had what appeared to be a very good practice. He had beautiful offices. I went down and visited with him. He offered me the opportunity to join his firm, and he would take George on as of counsel, which means that he just would have an office there and would not be a part of the firm. Gerald offered me a position at less than I had been making with Mosteller, but he also offered me a percentage of whatever business I did for him. I would get a percentage of the billings. I figured that I could make it work out for me. So I joined Gerald, who already had a young man in the practice by the name of John Deas, D-E-A-S, who later became counsel for Sinclair Oil and finally became president of Citibank here in Tulsa.
The firm's name was?
Schumann, Deas, Prey, and Doyle. Stan Doyle had joined the firm shortly after I did. And while we were named as partners, we weren't truly partners. We were employees of Gerald Schumann.